I invite you to stand as we join now in singing the Alleluia verse. The Holy Gospel is written in Luke's Gospel, the 17th chapter, beginning with the first verse. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to the one through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea than that he should cause one of these little ones to sin. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day and turns to you 7 times saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive him." The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Will any one of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him when he has come in from the field, 'Come at once and recline at table'? Will he not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me and dress properly, and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you will eat and drink'? Does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty.'" This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon this morning is based on the gospel lesson just read from Luke chapter 17. If you'd like to follow along with the written notes, you find those on page 3 in the bulletin this morning. Maybe you are like me when there is an extended power outage. You see, when that happens, at first I am very cognizant that the power is out. But then as time goes on, especially if it happens during daylight hours, I forget. I forget, and pretty soon I go over and open the basement door and flip the switch, and of course, nothing happens. And I go, "Oh yeah, the power's out." Or I walk over and pick up the remote, gonna watch a little TV and press the button, and again, nothing happens. And I'm reminded, the power is out. The awareness of a power outage, so obvious and evident initially, fades as time goes by. I think faith is kind of like that. Faith is something we can easily take for granted. Many of us have believed in Jesus for a long, long time, and that's great. And yet over time, we don't think about what it's like not to have faith. Faith becomes just something that is there. We take it for granted. We don't think so much about faith or about our faith being strengthened or about passing on our faith. But Jesus reminds us in our gospel lesson this morning that faith enables us to do amazing things, even impossible things. Faith, first and foremost, enables us to believe the gospel. One of the emphases in St. Paul's writings is that faith is the means through which we are saved. He writes, "For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law." Martin Luther picks up on this in his writings and speaks of how faith itself is a gift of God the Holy Spirit. Luther describes it as the hand that receives the gift of Jesus Christ. I'm sure that many of us memorized back in the day these words from Luther's Small Catechism. "I believe I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel." Faith receives the gift of the gospel. O Lord, increase our faith. Jesus also teaches in our gospel lesson that faith enables us to forgive those who have wronged us. Listen again to Jesus' challenging words in our gospel lesson. "Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him, and if he sins against you 7 times in the day and turns to you 7 times saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive him." Wow. That's not easy. Those are very challenging words. Jesus teaches us to be quick to forgive and slow to withhold forgiveness. But we know that often in our lives, it's exactly the opposite, isn't it? Forgiving someone else can be challenging indeed, especially when they are a repeat offender. It might even seem to us impossible. O Lord, increase our faith. Because of faith, we are able to serve humbly without thought of reward. That's the point that Jesus makes toward the end of our gospel lesson from Luke chapter 17. We serve not to earn favor with God or with others, not to bank brownie points to our account. We serve simply because we are children of God. And faith in Jesus leads to living it out in our daily lives. To paraphrase the Royals' Gerard Dyson, "That what faith do." I was hoping you still remembered that phrase. But isn't that true? That's what faith does. Faith does exactly that. It leads us to serve humbly. It leads us to live out our faith in Jesus. O Lord, increase our faith. All of this is not just an individual thing. It is noteworthy that the disciples' cry, as recorded by Luke, is increase our faith. It's also noteworthy that Jesus, in teaching his disciples to pray, begins, "Our Father who art in heaven." He doesn't say, "My Father who art in heaven," or "Give me this day my daily bread." No, not at all. He uses the plural consistently, and in using it, makes a point for us. He emphasizes that this growing in faith, this coming to God in faith in prayer, is not simply an individual exercise. It is something that we do together as a community of believers, that we grow in faith together as God has brought us together in this place at this time. Sometimes simple prayers are the best prayers. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So also today. O Lord, increase our faith. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen.